What are the odds that the Buffalo Bills are going to run back the opening kickoff for a touchdown, miraculously, in storybook fashion, right on the heels of the Damar Hamlin scripted injury publicity stunt? Oh, well, I'd say those odds are pretty damn good.
An incredible script. It's almost fake.
This scripted publicity stunt has everybody and their mama and their grandmama talking about Damar, praying for Damar, talking about the NFL, and more people are watching now. And it's so convenient that this all happened for the NFL right as they're going into the playoffs. Not only that, it conveniently happened to one of the top-seeded playoff teams, who now is a sympathetic favorite to win the Super Bowl. I find it extra convenient for the NFL that this injury didn't happen to one of the many teams who's been eliminated from the playoffs. Imagine if this would have happened to, like, the Texans or the Saints in week 2 or 3. Yeah, it wouldn't have had the same effect now, would it? Now, I'm sure you have probably noticed that everywhere you look now is the number 3 or number 33. And of course, this is all by design. I mean, even Damar is wearing a shirt with his own name on it. Love for Damar. Bro, you're the one who's in the hospital. Why would you be wearing your own shirt with your own name on there? And of course, you can see they're all promoting the ritualistic shame muzzle on their face. This is something that I've always been adamantly against. So suddenly, everywhere we look now, we're seeing the number 3 and the number 33. And for those of you who've ever looked into these numbers, you'll know that there is a Masonic connection here. I think this whole thing was a big giant ritual. I think it was all staged. It wasn't just a publicity stunt, but there is definitely some Masonic coding going on. And you can see that they are blatantly using the number 3 and the number 33 over and over and over again.
I can't remember a play that touched me like that, I don't think, in my life. So it's probably number 1. It was just spiritual, and I was going around my teammates saying, God's real. Like, you can't draw that one up, write that one up any better. And I was just told by Kevin Kearns, it's been 3 years and 3 months. You can't draw that one up, write that one up any better. And I was just told by Kevin Kearns, it's been 3 years and 3 months.
Gotta love that duper's delight. I've been saying all season long that Josh Allen is the worst actor in the entire National Fixed League. When the Bills ran back that opening kickoff, it was 3 years and 3 months to the day since it had happened. Josh Allen throws for 33 yards in the game against the Bengals when the Hamlin injury occurred and canceled the game. All the different mainstream media outlets are all finding clever ways to put the number 33 in their thumbnail or in their story about Damar, and it's blatantly obvious if you know what to look for. They were even doing a tribute at the 30-yard line where they're going to outline the number 3. His injury happened on the 30-yard line. I mean, they keep finding as many clever ways as they can to use the number 3 and 33. I live in California, and even I saw a billboard next to the freeway that said, pray for Damar, love for Damar. Yeah, I don't live anywhere near Buffalo, and they're putting up billboards for this guy? This thing is absolutely a designed psychological operation, and there are Masonic connections. Look no further than the way they are plastering the number 3 and 33 everywhere you look. And last but not least, the Buffalo Bills team colors just so happen to be the same colors as the American flag. Again, just a big giant coincidence.